Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
All right, fans, coming up a week from tonight here at Boston at the Garden. Saturday night, February 2, World Wrestling Federation action. That is simply unbelievable. In a return bout, Texas Tornado Tag Team Match, Big John Studd, Ken Patera to meet Junkyard Dog and his partner Andre the Giant. By the way, Bobby the Brain Heenan will be there. The ladies champion Wendy Richter to be challenged by Judy Martin. In addition, Barry Windham from Sweetwater, Texas, just a little west of Abilene. Get ready, Windham, to go against Russian Nikolai Volkov. Mike Rotundo on that great card to meet the Iron Sheik. And Polish power Ivan Putski will have to deal with the likes of my guest at this time, Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. You look a little down in the mouth this week. Any reason for that, Paul?
Yeah, there's a reason for it. You know that it's gotten to the point where you know every time that I look at the cameras that another woman leaves her husband for Mr. Wonderful.
Damn.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. I'm sitting here, I'm all geeked up here in Mean Gene. And then that ending was just so ill. Like, ooh.
Ooh. He said every time he get on camera, another woman leaves her husband.
Mr. Wonderful.
Man.
And he's sad about that shit, B.
Right. He said, I look out there into another man's eyes. Whose wife just left him.
For me. I don't even want her.
Woo.
Wow. That's what's up. So, with that intro, we will go ahead and just go ahead and get that out of our way. Rest in peace to Mr. Mean Gene Okerlund.
Yes, sir.
That's that old Worldwide Wrestling Federation. Way before this WWE shit. That's that classic shit,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, way back when I didn't know if Andre the Giant was a good guy or a bad guy.
We were shorties.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You see them names that he was dropping out that joint. Oh, Ivan Putski. Iron Sheik.
I ain't heard them niggas in a long time.
So, yeah, that's some shit. So,
cheek.
Yeah, no doubt. So, we just reliving a bit of our childhood there. Excuse us, but again.
17 Philadelphia.
No doubt. So, again, we want to say rest in peace to him and whatnot for all those wild-ass interviews he used to bring us shit back in the day. So, you know, rest well, my good man.
Yes, sir.
So, all right, damn, yo, there was not a lot of topics, and unfortunately, the text chain all motherfucking week. The question of the week. We're going to go right in. We're going to jump right in the deep end of the pool.
Damn, we're going to start out at 12 feet?
Yep.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
I thought we was just going to walk out from the shallow end and then walk on out there.
No galoshes this week.
Straight in?
Straight in.
Did you say no galoshes?
No galoshes, son. Straight in. The question of the week, R. Kelly...
We need our diving flippers.
Yeah, right. The question of the week, R. Kelly. We're going to get into this R. Kelly situation. I got to be honest with you. I got a lot of questions. And I'm bewildered at a lot of different things. Okay?
Wow. Bewildered, huh?
Yeah, I'm bewildered because...
There's a lot.
Because, Igor, you was pretty strong on your opinion, and I respect your opinion, but I got some questions.
Okay, so my opinion was, why don't you share what my opinion was that you got?
No, I would like to start out is my R. Kelly story.
Okay.
I have a small R. Kelly story. As a retired but still active DJ, every now and then we get out there and we do some things, okay? And we're doing some things at this time, okay? And the Chocolate Factory dropped. Okay, and what was the name of that? Step in the Name of Love? That was on Chocolate Factory, right?
I don't remember what album.
I don't know.
But let's say you're right.
Okay, let's say I'm right because I remember having to go to Best Buy because the party previous I was berated by some woman who was mad that I didn't have Step in the Name of Love.
I think I remember you saying that too, but
okay.
And you know, you and I go
yeah, well, that a goes
far back
right,
on that
right,
though.
Right. That goes and I've been caught in that predicament a few other times, no doubt. But I didn't have Step in the Name of Love. And I would pull the Chocolate Factory out because I know I got the CD in here somewhere, but fuck it. It's not about that. But what it is, I was berated by a woman, okay? Went and bought the R. Kelly junk. Now, all this mute R. Kelly, all this stop R. Kelly, you know, all this we got one, you know, executive producer Dream Hampton. She like a wild, she like a sheriff in the Wild Wild West, nigga.
Yeah, she got the treading lightly here, B.
She Dream Ooh. Hampton. Let me say what I got to say because I got some questions. Dream right. Hampton is like a sheriff. She got the Winchester, motherfucking the barrel glowing, smoking. Like my man said, she like Billy with the jump. I mean, she's taking suckers out now. But she's doing it now. Okay? I felt like I didn't really give a fuck about R. Kelly. Didn't even really want to play his records. Chocolate Factory came out dumb later after the Aaliyah shit. Dumb later after that pissing and that young girl on the porno. But Chocolate Factory, big. So I'm saying to myself, yeah, I don't really want to be a part of this R. Kelly shit. I didn't want to play the niggas' records to begin with. Okay? But when I said this shit, niggas looking at me just like you did. Like a warning. Oh, B, you better hold up, nigga. Oh,
no,
please,
that's not what
nigga.
I need to say. Because I'm telling you here, you are definitely, I'm just saying, you definitely sound like you giving him a pass. That's what it sound like.
No, what it sound like is, to me, I don't want to... See, I don't do this. See, I don't do this, make a documentary, and then everybody pile on. Okay? Because when he started the shit from the Jump Street, I didn't want to play his music.
But does that make... You didn't want to play his music, but was it okay that he was taking hostages and shit?
You didn't hear me give him a pass. I ain't want to fuck with R. Kelly or his shit to begin with.
No doubt.
Okay? But now, everybody want to jump on this. It's a bandwagon shit, B.
Were you against his music because it was bad music or that you didn't like him?
All the above.
Okay.
All the above.
That's the reason. That's important. Cause just to know that there was both of those reasons.
And see, this is where I come in at. And this is where I probably am the guy that's going to get fucking beat the fuck up. Because I'm the guy that always said I could separate shit. And I can still separate shit. I can separate R. Kelly, the bullshit that he's done, the shit that he can get thrown under the jail for, get the electrocuted for, throw his ass under the water and watch him drown. And I say do that to his ass. But his music, if you love this music and you like his music, fuck it, you like his music. Why are you saying now, ban this nigga? I don't like his fucking music. I don't like it. Well, you used to like it. All of a sudden, you don't like it because a documentary got made? The shit that people already knew about for years? You knew about this shit? And all of a sudden, now? You want to get on? And I'm going to give my man over there that I'm looking at right now all the respect in the world because from day one, Mr. E. Green been getting on this nigga, been like, fuck R. Kelly. Like, I don't care about this nigga. This nigga is some bullshit. The same shit they saying right now, you were saying back then. So no I'm giving you nothing but props. But all these niggas, as my man said, is piling on and piling on and piling on. Just kicking this nigga. What the fuck? You kicking a dead horse. This nigga should have been dead already.
No doubt.
Shouldn't have to kill him now. He should have already been dead.
And see, to me, this is to me expended. It's R. Kelly is now expendable. He wasn't expendable when Step in the Name of Love and all that other shit was out. We see you couldn't fuck with him then.
See, and again, that's where I bounce back in is because I cannot look at right now and think that it wasn't going to happen. Because again, like Kurt tell you, from day one, once that some stories was out there, I was like, yo, this dude is off. He's done. But the people didn't handle it back then when they should. So now it makes people like me angry again. why did this happen? And then you look at the enablers, and that just piles it on. So for people like me, it's the whole powder keg, not just individual pieces. Any of the people that got on there and talked about what they saw, what he did, to me is complicit and just as wrong. So there was different thoughts and processes going on with me in my conversation as far as the chain. I wasn't like you said, I didn't jump on now. Shit, I've been saying this shit. So for the people that you just gave me a different outlook, but people that are just, you know, again, it's you're walking by spitting on a grave.
Should have been a grave.
That ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I got it. I got it now that you explain it that way.
Well, I think all the fallout from that is also pretty interesting. Again, starting with, again, like I said, Dream Hampton, who basically seems to be on a, well, at least from what I was reading, saying this is the first, you know, the Me Too movement has shown women of color some respect and finally taking their stories of what R. Kelly did to them or whatever. And you guys, and now niggas is bringing up shit from the entire history of the music industry. Fucking, I done heard Jerry Lee Lewis. I done seen him get jammed up and shit.
Well, it's not that them shits didn't happen, though.
I'm not saying
it didn't. Sweep that away. That shit did happen.
I'm just saying
that. And lots more that we don't know about.
But what I'm saying is that how certain people become expendable. You know, God rest his soul, Michael Jackson. Okay, you can't, people up there, you can't compare Michael Jackson to R. Kelly. No, man, pedophile's a motherfucking pedophile, no matter how you slice it. But see, now you got people's image and who's expendable and who's not. See,
okay, but at some point though, how do you get the ball rolling? How does one in the position of a Me Too or any of those other hashtag, how do you propose that you gain trust and following and all the other positive things that come along with that? How do you gain that by not picking? You gotta choose somebody, right?
Yeah, but see, but to me, see, they're picking the expendable persons here. R. Kelly done already had a fucking 30-year career, and at a minimum, ever since the Aaliyah situation, okay, but he got to the point where they couldn't, he was so big and so popular and so massive that they couldn't fuck with him. So let's leave him alone until he's vulnerable enough that we can get him, okay? You say, how do you do that trust? How do you? By hammering the big boy at the top. Okay? Oh. Now, who made that might be? I'm not naming no names. There's a lot of people.
Easy. Another video came out right after that.
Hey, B, there was, hey, I'm not saying that.
Up top.
But let's not say that because he's so big and he's so massive. And then, oh, but that's only once. And then you got to take that into consideration. See, all the excuses we hearing for that, we was hearing for Kelly.
Hey, I'm with you on that.
You know what I mean? So all the excuses that certain cats is getting, it's the same excuses R. Kelly was getting. Simple to me, I'm like, damn, okay. First of all, I don't know anything about Aaliyah. I find out that she's a minor. And then this whole pissing shit, I'm like, I fuck that nigga. I didn't really care for him anyway. So really, the fact that I didn't give a fuck at him that much to begin with, got a couple of his records just for DJ necessity, but I didn't really give a fuck about him. Okay, and then this shit come out, I'd have been down with that shit. I pull a motherfucking step in the name of love. I'm down with it. Oh, you can't do that? Nah, nigga, it's too big. Nah, nigga, no, son, mm-mm. So, to me, this whole movement, especially sometimes when it comes down to African-Americans, you got a lot of litmus tests that niggas gotta go through. Now, again, like I said, shout out to Dream Hampton. Like I said, I'm paying her a compliment. Like I said, she Billy with the Jones. You know what I mean? She's smoking niggas out there. You know what I mean? Winchester's smoking. You know what I mean? And she should. But now, is the movement gonna hold? And it's niggas who certain niggas, I done see Jay-Z talking about cat's virginity done got took as a minor. Your wifey met as a minor. Your boy Russ, Kamora Lee Simmons, a minor. You know what I mean? I'm just
putting names out there.
I'm just saying.
He's vlogging. You got the Billy or whatever.
Oh, King Killer's Billy with the jump.
You got the Winchester, my nigga.
I see you got the scope. This nigga putting a sniper rifle on.
Shout to Tech 9 Philly. That's his line. But you know, I'm just saying. It's just certain cats out there. You know, whether they get hammered or not, whether a documentary coming for them, I don't know. You know what I mean? You got all kinds of crazy shit out there. You got cats. You got Nick Cannon, Chance the Rapper, Lady Gaga apologizing for doing cuts.
Now,
okay.
Now that bothers me.
Oh, okay.
That bothers me because I don't even understand how the fuck you apologizing for doing a song with somebody when you already knew about the history of the shit that the nigga done did. If you didn't know, you heard the rumors.
See?
And you made the songs with the nigga anyway.
See?
So now because it's popular to kick this nigga, now you want to say, oh, I apologize. Especially Nick Cannon. The only hit you ever had in your life was fucking I'm a Gigolo with this nigga. With this nigga. Come on, B. Nobody even know who the fuck you was.
Party all the time. Party all the time. Party all the time.
But I'm just saying, son. Niggas want it. Now that it's popular to kick a nigga, all of a sudden, I'm apologizing because I don't want none of that dirt to get on me.
So, all right. Now let me ask you another rhetorical then.
My man.
Shouldn't he be receiving this kind of stuff? It's just he should have received it earlier, right?
I'm not saying that he should
receive it. You're not taking away. No doubt. King Killer did say he should be, you and said as well, he should be buried, blah, blah, blah. Okay. My bad.
So, that's what I'm saying. Those are the questions I have for the movement because it's like, damn, yo, only the movement can exist when a cat is, you know, I'm not saying that they shouldn't have took him out. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah, you know, okay. I'm not here to rally for him. I'm only saying that when certain cats inconvenient at the top of the game get caught up in some shit, you can't take them out. You got to wait for a less vulnerable position. You know what I mean? See, that's to me, that's like
a less money-making position.
Well, exactly. That's like, again, that's like Kaz. They got that nigga. But come on, B. Kaz is, he's 80 plus. You think they would have took Kaz out at the top of the Cosby Show?
Yeah, because what he did is expand Pat back to that, right?
Exactly. Goes way back.
Goes way back.
Man.
Goes back to people that was on the show.
Wow.
You know? So you got that situation. And then you got this whole other game. You got people out there, Erykah Badu, Questlove, who always showing love, okay? He done snuck out the back door. Mary J. Blige, Lil' Kim.
How?
Come on. Come on. And then they done all snuck out the back door. You know what I mean? Especially your boy Quest.
Uh-oh.
Especially your boy Quest, who basically said that they was setting him up in the documentary to be the cat who's like, well, you gotta remember, man, R. Kelly is a genius on the board and shit. He wasn't going where he seen the lay of the land. Even he checked out. So, my question to you, son, because you have been there since the beginning. Yeah, I don't claim to be there since the beginning because I was never really a R. Kelly guy like that. And then when these things came in, it was very easy for me to close the book. You know what I mean? At Chocolate Factory, no doubt. But, B, I mean, how does this have really sticking power? How does this really have staying power? Your man's streams is up 20%. Your man sold out at the strip club, 80-20 broads in the spot.
God damn, you said broads, B?
80-20.
Yeah, give him no respect.
We ain't talking about not about Philly, right? Not Broad Street in Philly, right?
Nah.
Man.
Nah, your birthday.
Went back to the 70s.
Yo, I'm just saying, broads, yo. B. Yo, I'm just being dead ass, yo. R. Kelly's birthday up at the strip club, you know, and I'm being dead ass when I say that. It's 80-20 broads in the spot. You know what I'm saying? 20% niggas in the spot. I mean, what is that shit?
You answered the question then. You've already answered the question. Will it have lasting power? How can it have any power when he is His sales are up. His fandom is still at a high level. I mean,
and see that he
making it.
That's see that, and that right there is one reason why the movement, as they have held or they're calling it the movement, can't have any lasting or sticking power when you don't even have sisterhood amongst the sisters against a nigga that y'all claim is a certified creep.
Yeah.
You can't even come together on a creep.
And this is going to be maybe foul for me to say, because it could be anybody, but at the same time, I'm like, literally, if you know the story, if you know that dog bite, and you still go climb that fence and get in that yard with that dog, then I cannot feel sorry for you. That's for the women that want to be around that and be a part of that. You already know what it is, and you want to be around that? Yeah. Good luck.
And you got to give them the side eye, B. You got, and that's where a lot of brothers, and when I say brothers, I mean all men, a lot of men look at women and think a lot of them women is lying on some shit that they be saying.
And see, and ultimately, at the end of the day, that's the conversation between men and women. That's where the rubber is going to have to meet the road, I believe, you know, because you do have men, and you know, let's be honest with you, you do have men out there who are just straight ass fucking creeps and will take advantage of women. But women, I believe, also have a responsibility and a role to play. Not every dude is a creep. I mean, we can't solve the world problem of men and women relationship, exploitative relationships. That goes much more deeper than this show can even fathom. But if you can at least broach these broad topics, like us saying, wow, all what we know now, 80-20 at the strip club, I can't, wow, that's kind of hard to, you know. In the same way, you know, like niggas getting on Travis Scott, you know, all the things that happened with police brutality, but he's in the Kardashian Corporation, and this nigga's like, fuck y'all niggas, I gotta do me. I mean, it's a conversation we can have. We may not solve nothing.
I gotta go back and ask you, though, when you said broad topics, did you mean like wide topics or those females you was talking about topics?
Well, that I meant broad as in broad as far as men and women relationship type topics
as in
wide.
Okay. Wide scope of
yeah. Right.
Now we're talking about Broad in. Street as in wide.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, this nigga, boy, he bringing out the Winchester. He bringing out Broad.
I'm saying. Fucking Starsky and Hutch whip.
So anyway, so yeah, I gotta admit, yo, that whole thing was pretty bothersome to me. Not because I'm defending your boy, you know what I mean? Shit, that motherfucker could go play on a fucking highway as far as I care, you know what I mean? But it's just these other topics and with some... yo, let me tell you something. And we're gonna see it repeat, okay? And possibly if it's some big guy, you know, he's too big to fail, I don't know. But it's going to repeat, and we're going to see how the movement take, especially amongst African Americans. I don't know what them white folks that Harvey Weinstein shit, you know what I'm saying? They got plenty of chickens up in the coop, you know what I mean? But as far as us, we're going to see how we going to police our business. So we're going to see.
I can't see it yet, not with what I just saw in 1 week.
Right. It's hard to have faith in a system that you know is not going to work, and you haven't seen it work yet, not to a full effect. Every time something gets started, it always gets short circuited.
All right, I
could never understand how people could accept that man as a human being, what he was doing. And remember, I always used to say, "Oh shit, another thing with R. Kelly, he's gonna make another song." And people would step on out the way.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what was happening.
Well, exactly. Step in the name of love. I believe I can fly. Everything was popping, boy.
Well, we'll see. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest. This is another text chain situation. I thought it was very interesting because of past topics on this show. this really doesn't have anything to do with Future, but it, in a way it does. Future says Lil Baby and Gunna are the new goats of trap. Now, besides these niggas sounding like the other niggas who do trap, am I right or wrong on that? Camille Kirchie took the time to listen to Lil Baby and Gunna.
Well, I don't know if they sound like the other niggas doing trap, but they sounded just like the nigga that they was on the record with. They sounded just like the nigga.
I thought you were gonna say them niggas that do trap.
Like the niggas that was on the record with them. They sounded just like the rest of them niggas. They sounded like singing, auto-tuning bullshit. So I don't know if everybody that does trap music sounds like that, but them niggas, it was like, oh. And these are the goats. These are the new baby goats.
I would like to take this time to thank the both of you for listening to that and saving me from it.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you.
I don't even know how you put goat in the same sentence with that shit.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything. But the key question of this entire topic is, what is trap? Now, shout to our man Easy Bake. He had some issues on the text chain this past week about trap. And defending trap and exactly the definition of trap. Now,
through the trap Bible.
Right. Well, I'll.
Book of Clifford.
That was hilarious, my nigga.
Right. That's funny. I'll cut to the chase. According to Easy Bake, really quickly, the long and short, trap is, and again, Kirchie, help me, maybe I'm wrong, is Southern, specifically Atlanta, drug dealer music. Or drug dealer, that type of fare. Am I correct on that?
You know what? We should have call Easy Bake and have him come in on the show.
I believe
so he can defend himself.
No, it's not about.
I know he'd love to defend himself.
No. I'm not talking about him, but I'm just talking about because he is a defender. I would assume he's from Atlanta, and he wants everyone to get the correct definition of what trap is. And I don't have a problem with that. That's not the point. But the point is that, sir. Shout out to you, Easy Bake. I did a topic a little while ago about your boy Zaytoven and Lecrae and how I thought that they were expanding and changing the word trap to sort of fit their project, their mold, meaning trap. And I heard Lecrae specifically saying trap isn't just drug dealers. It encompasses the entire neighborhood.
Uh-oh.
Mothers, fathers.
Book of Lecrae.
Yes, sir. You know, Christian folk who may live where you deal drugs, we're all in the trap. I thought that was an expansion. Okay? Shout to your boy JVG, who threw up there, the Wikipedia, which, of course, Easy Bake was like, oh, you can never trust Wikipedia on the definition. Okay, I'm not arguing with that, but I'm just saying is typified by the double or triple time hi-hat divided by sub or something like that. I thought of E-Color rattlesnaking.
That's what it's called. We call it rattlesnakes.
We call it rattlesnakes.
Them hi-hats. Triple.
Okay.
Up.
I seen all kinds of motherfucking definitions of trap EDM. You know, I seen that thrown in there. So shout to Easy Bake. I guess my main point is that this is a sort of chickens have come home to roost. Because that form of music, since Clifford, Jeezy, and Gucci, would they be the founding fathers if you want to equal them up? Would that be right?
I think I'd throw Pastor Troy in there a little bit.
Okay.
Pastor Troy.
Right, no doubt. You know.
I was going to say, ain't there some trap in it, New Orleans too?
I don't know about that. I'm just saying, but
okay, I'm just saying. I don't know where.
But I'm just saying, specifically Atlanta, if you want to say Pastor Troy, Clifford, Jeezy, Gucci, okay? But now the sort of it has expanded. It's been dominant for so long that people are now taking it and sort of doing what they want to do. Now, where have we seen this before? Traditional hip hop. Okay, because Southern guys didn't give a flying fuck if it was Alchemist all the way to Larry Smith. You know what it was to them?
Boom bap.
Boom bap.
Didn't matter. Supreme was no different than Pete Rock, was no different than Molly Mall, was no different than Mantronix. You know, not, fuck that. It's all New York boom bap. Fuck them. And now we have a situation where all kinds of motherfuckers, you know, it's grabbing the word trap, using it, expanding it, you know, you're breathing air in, sucking air out of it. I'm going to do what I want to do with it. Okay, and I see.
Don't feel so good, does it?
Oh no!
And I see you out there, you know, trying to get down to what Clifford said, the Book of Clifford, you know, ice cream and shit, ice cream man or snow cone or whatever the moniker he was kicking. I feel you. You know what I'm saying? Every time I see Gucci, he got that little crack whip, that whipping up the crack pipe shit in the pot in the video shit. She crazy. I know exactly what you're going through, Easy Bake. And like I said, I'm not getting on you, but I'm saying, but now you're seeing something that you know something about and that has nuance and meaning, and you want trying to educate people. You know, don't call Lil Flipper from Kansas City trap, because he ain't. Okay, I feel you.
Why T.I. want to fight him? No, I'm just playing.
I'm just saying. But I feel you. But see, this is what happens, okay, when you don't take the time, or at least those who don't take the time who say they care about the music and really care about the music and take the time to try to educate. That's what we try to do on the Hip Hop Digest. Like I said, it didn't matter to me if Alchemist all the way to fucking Larry Smith. It was all the same to a lot of you other guys, okay, namely Southern guys, okay. There are plenty of scholars down south. If this doesn't apply to you, please, you know, relax. I'm just being, you know, gee, where am I fucked up at?
I don't see any fucked up points other than the fact, like you said, Easy Bake was fucked up over the definition. Because, like, he was feeling like this, that's not trap. The music is not trap. This is a culture. Trap is what they do in the hoods and all that shit. That's trap. That's what that is. Music, what it is, that he was just saying the music was not trap. People are trying to attach trap.
It's not the sound.
It's not the sound, right? That's not what trap is. People have made that trap because T.I.'s album didn't sound like what this shit's sounding like right now.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. But you know, it's when you're trying to educate. And that's what I said. And that's why I specifically bring him up, because I think he was coming from a point of earnest education. Now, there was some folk up there, some hardcore boom bap East Coast niggas that was not trying to hear that shit. Fuck that. I don't give a fuck who use a trap and expand it. But Easy Bake, my only point to you is that, you know, you got to start calling motherfuckers like Lecrae. You got to call that nigga on the carpet, B. So you got to put some skin in the game, you know, because he right now got a verse in the Bible. Thou shall not trap. If I'm really trapping in the trap.
No more trapping in the trap.
No, sir. You know what I mean? You know, don't, next thing you know, man, you gonna see pastors and preachers on the gospel station, and it sounded like trap. Wow. Or at least the sound that they're trying to pigeonhole into what trap is.
Well, it's too late.
Oh, what?
It's too late. There's a lot of gospel songs that have got this trap sound.
Oh,
it's too late.
It's already, cat's already out the bag.
It's too late.
Horse already out the barn.
Yes.
Somebody go get them pigs. They got out.
You on your own. I ain't chasing no pigs.
I'm a city boy.
Oh shit. I ain't chasing no pigeons either.
No.
Even though them niggas ain't even gonna run, they just gonna hop out the way and shit. Like, nigga, you see me standing here. What the fuck's your problem?
Damn.
Exactly. Bitches is gangster, B. They don't give a fuck.
Where the food at, nigga? What the
fuck you doing? Unless they that little girl.
So again,
grabbing the motherfucker by his head and taking the popcorn back and
shout the Easy Bake and that whole topic. It was just pretty interesting to me, yo. This is truly, you know, in some small way, I'm sure you now feel like how we feel trying to rope, you know, herding cats in around this hip hop shit and trying to have everybody straightened out.
All that credit you just gave him, and I still see him trying to find some fucking professorly way to explain some different shit than you just said.
Hey, you know, and that's
okay. It's just what I'm used to from that guy.
And no, and that's okay. And
but that's his lane. That's what he does.
No doubt.
And he does it very well.
Right. And again, as I said, that's why I pointed him out specifically, because he looked like he was in earnestly trying to put down the definition. Again, like I said, he reminds me of me in that way. You know what I'm saying? Because again, that whole, it ain't nothing but New York boom bap. It's all the same. Public Enemy is the same as this, that, and the third. Come on, B. You know there's differences and there's nuances. And
right, but it's the same thing as them trying to tell us that, the young boys trying to tell us that them three niggas that we seen, Young Thug and Lil, what's them little two niggas you just named?
Gunna.
Yeah.
And Lil Baby.
Yeah, Thug, Gunna, and Baby all sound exactly the same on that record.
Let me say this, though, let me just, you know, I always say, yeah, give knowledge to the youngest, right? Realize sooner than I did that the shit don't matter. They can call it whatever the fuck they want to call it. But if it ain't hip-hop, it ain't hip-hop. I don't give a fuck what you call it. So instead of arguing against people that's going to just not give a fuck, because I really don't give a fuck who is called trap or not. So it don't get me one way or another. But if you that married to it, just accept that shit and not care what nobody else think.
Okay. Next time on the Hip Hop Digest, Ice Cube reveals his picks for his best diss tracks of all time. It was an interview. It was a pretty pedestrian interview. If you ask me, I thought that Ice Cube, in a way, copped out at the end. He said, obviously, he thought No Vaseline was the best. Considering he said it was just him against an entire squad of niggas. That was his reasoning. Again, No Vaseline is one of the strongest up there. Me personally, his others was the original Rock the Bells, Let's Go from Kumo D, which is so underrated. I'm gonna tell you, man, that Let's Go boy, woo, he's in LL ass a little bit. Jack the Ripper, shout out to Chuck Brown, Ashley's Roach Clip, the original. Cats, I'm just saying. I mean, I
got educated.
Kurt G didn't even know that.
I didn't even know that was Chuck Brown record that was sampled, and I was like, that's why he dissed LL.
Well, I mean, Chuck Brown didn't diss LL. He just said, you know, eat Chuck Brown cookies, nigga. You on my beat, you know.
Yeah, forget LL. Eat Oreo cookies eat Chuck Brown cookies or something, yeah. He said.
So that type of... also said The Takeover, Jay-Z, you know, Ether, Tupac hit him up. Those particular diss records, but they got into the part of Tupac where he was like, you know... Two things about the interview. It's funny listening to Ice Cube have to explain to this young guy what certain shit is. And two, the fact that he thought that Tupac went too far on a personal attack. And I know this whole thing, because of that Northern face, blackface cat, started this, oh, yo, it's too much now. Or Kid Cudi getting dissed because of his depression or some crazy shit like that. I disagree with Ice Cube. You know, when you in this game, and I understand what they saying, it shouldn't be personal. And now Ice Cube was saying that the attack, like he loved Ren, and you know, I guess when him and Ren, I guess they weren't seeing eye to eye, it probably hurt him more. So he really won on Ren ass, you know, that type of thing. But I'm just talking about battle rapping. I mean, battle rapping is supposed to dismiss you. Get you out of there. It clear you out, you know. And these guys aren't the only one. I mean, I don't care, Jay-Z fans, they're always going to be mad about Ether, you know.
But B, it's a different set of fans now. The different set of expectations of said fans. They're really don't give a fuck about that. If they're popular, they're fucking popular.
Right, and the point is, shout to Ice Cube. I mean, I thought his list was pretty pedestrian. I mean, to me, I don't know. I'm still a huge fan, you know, of Big Mama. Yeah. From Shantae. I'm a huge fan.
She named names.
Yeah, she did.
Boy, I'm telling you, you talk about, as I said, with the Winchester. He's like Billy with the jump.
But like you, all the way in. But like, you, no right. doubt.
But you know what would have been funny?
What's that?
Is if the interviewer had asked Ice Cube, what do you think? And what was coming to your mind when you heard the bitch in you?
Oh, he did. Boy, he stayed clear away from that. Good God.
Would he have answered that question? I probably would have. Knowing Cube, he probably would have said what he had to say.
You know what I think about the Tupac? I'm a Tupac fan here. What I have a problem with now is realizing that when you in a battle, you saying a lot of crazy shit, right? But you saying like crazy shit. So when you say one of the first fucking lines is "I fucked your wife," that to me personally is a whole different level, because you could talk about, you know, whatever you want about me, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you want.
But that's what
you
Ice
sound
Cube
like
said.
Ice Cube.
You that
right.
sounds just
yeah,
like Ice
that's
Cube.
What I'm, so I'm kind of agreeing, because you look at Tupac and what he was doing was outside of that music, B.
Well, when you actually,
so
when you,
that's what makes it crazy.
When you look back on it, though, he was speaking not as, you were speaking for others. You know, when you look right, back at that right. time in his life,
right.
he was speaking for others.
Yeah, he was totally not doing what his purpose was on this earth, yo. Definitely not. So that's why I feel probably like Cube. Like, yeah, he just went, there's still a line. No matter what you talk about, I hang with bitch ass niggas or whatever you say. But then when you say I fucked your wife and got pictures, that's taking it outside. You know what I'm saying? Like Kumo D and LL, they said some vicious shit about each other, but they didn't. Nobody got to that level. And I know we just recently was talking about how everything goes in a battle, but there's
well,
still
I think and let's put this in a proper perspective, because blackface fans are okay with his pettiness. And his underhandedness, the way he does it.
Oh, but no doubt,
but
no
when somebody puts him on Front Street, when somebody puts him on Front Street, oh, that's a bridge too far, guys. You know. Nah.
Then in that case, if you are man enough to put it out there, then you got to be man enough
right,
to take it.
Right, see, you know. Just like Styles P said, after your man says something about his wife, he could have just straight up punched him in the face when he saw him. See, you know what I'm saying?
Outside the music.
Right, outside. Right, exactly. So, you know, that's, I guess, maybe, and Ice Cube didn't talk about that lane of it, you know what I'm saying? Is that, okay, your man, Mr., you know, do what he do, but can't nobody else return the favor, nigga? Yeah. So, that's what's good. Yo, shout to Ice Cube. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Takahashi 6ix9ine Dummy Boy is officially rated the worst album of 2018. Now, that's not really a topic, only when you get to, and the guy doing the article said, according to Metacritic. Now, who the fuck is Metacritic? And why the fuck are you on a YouTube channel? We're going to read that headline, Takahashi Dummy Boy, worst album of 2018, according to Metacritic. Oh, fuck the young bulls. Always talk shit. Especially the old head niggas. Oh, fuck y'all niggas. Y'all niggas don't even hear the music any motherfucking way. You nigga listen to it before you motherfucking diss it. The fuck is Metacritic? That's some
another something to tell you what's good or not.
Man, what the fuck is Metacritic?
It's like
is that your boy? Oh, like, my boy Metacritic.
It's like Metal Musil for young boys.
Is that what that is? I mean, come on, man. I'm not going to discuss this, but I'm sorry, yo. Yo, if this kid, and he may never get out, they going to Bobby Shmurda murder that cat probably. Yeah, that's fine. But if this fucking cat gets out.
Unless Leo Cohen cuts him a deal.
Well, no doubt.
Gets him on a Tupac deal. Gets him out of there.
Right. No doubt. That could happen. But, man, if this motherfucker get out, yo, I ain't even going to lie. I'm rooting for Yumbo.
Damn, not you. You are controversial today,
man. Man, I ain't controversial. You know why? Damn. Let me tell you the reason why I'm rooting for Yumbo. I'm rooting for Yumbo to put out an album. I'm rooting for Yumbo to be at the top of the charts for like fucking 20 weeks and shit. Some crazy shit. 40 weeks, Post Malone style, right? And then I'm going to turn around and watch that same Metacritic flip.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to turn around and watch Metacritic flip. Okay, we're going to flip Joan now. Your boy, he really is a genius. See, the first album we thought was a misfire. But he really, truly a genius.
I say this. If he was free, Metacritic would have already flipped. They'd be like, this is one of the best albums of 2018 because the nigga free.
Right. And see, I'm sorry. I will engage any young boy. Any young boy who come in with all that motherfucking Spotify data and weekly motherfucker. motherfuckers is posting weekly money stats. Drake made $642,017.67 on Duppy this week.
Exact.
The type of shit they posting, though. But that's the shit they posting, though.
Wow.
These niggas can't hide from Uncle Sam, B. They put all their money in the streets, B.
Aside, though.
That's a beautiful thing, though.
Aside, though. I don't know. Shit. I tell your man, your boy got dual citizenship. He may owe twice because Canada going to want they cut too. You know what I mean? Shit.
Ooh, old Canada going to be on him.
Man, Dudley Do-Right was good, my nigga. Shit.
Nigga said Dudley Do-Right.
Go, boy, the Canadian Mounties.
70s going on over here.
This nigga got the Winchester for real, boy.
Mr. Peabody and shit in the way back to shit. Damn.
You know what I mean? No doubt. So let's get right into it. Speaking of Blackface Northern Boy, and speaking of Metacritic.
Oh boy, you really make you exactly. You really make an Easy Bake's day. Like, for a nigga that y'all say ain't hip hop, y'all talk about this motherfucker a whole lot.
He ain't hip hop, but that's all right. We gonna see if your boy Easy Bake get down with these new numbers. Drake's SoundCloud record was obliterated by BTS Jimin. So you may be asking, so who's BTS Jimin?
And I just asked, who the fuck is that?
BTS Jimin is a K-pop group.
Oh, fuck no, B.
Okay. Your boy Drake, Blackface, I mean Big Red Lips.
Wow. Nigga.
Held the SoundCloud record of 4.9 million streams in a 24-hour period for Duppy. Of course, the diss directed at Pusha T. Compared to the totals by Jimin, the K-pop group is a juggernaut, coming in the same 24-hour time frame, 8.5 million.
In 24 hours.
In 24 hours.
And you said K-pop, nigga.
K-pop, nigga.
Now, if we talking about Blackface ain't hip-hop, and you just went to K-pop, nigga.
Nah, because...
What are we turning into here, man?
Nah, but what we turning into is what I've been hearing for the last 5 years. Evolve, nigga. The data tell the truth. Numbers don't lie. Jimin, nigga. I'm talking about K-pop, nigga. I'm talking about the Pacific Rim, my nigga.
I'm talking about the Winchester, my nigga. Throw off the banister, my niggas.
I'm talking about all that, yo. I'm talking about the top of the Philippine charts, nigga. China, Japan, Australia, nigga. We about to go deep, my nigga.
Talking about the Yuan, my nigga.
I'm talking about, yo. I'm about to go deep. Mariana's Trench, my nigga. All that, yo.
You are fucking, yo.
This nigga's killing me right now.
Is the Duppy supporters gonna give Jimin the dupe? They gonna stand up for Jimin? Jimin got the numbers though, done.
But maybe it's not their genre of music.
Oh, come on, B.
You're making excuses, B. Hold up, nigga.
B. Hold up, B. Hold up, B. Drake more than rap, nigga. Hold up, B.
Drake is doing K-pop songs. Yo, now,
he more than rap, yo.
Man.
He could do that style if he wanted, though. Come on, man. Come on, man. Boy, you never know when a motherfucker gonna slap you. You never know it.
Not especially you, B.
Nah, I'm just saying.
Slapping niggas with Jimin.
I'm just saying, yo. I'm just being 1,000, though. You know what I mean? I bet that sellout is crazy in Japan,
yo.
Maybe
that's what the BTS stand for. Bet that sellout.
I'm just saying, yo. So, I wish I could have found the article to help bolster. It says, are you ready for an Asian hip-hop takeover?
Ooh,
and,
man.
And the article talked about the specific Pacific Rim population that will make your boy Blackface numbers look like paltry pittance.
Is it like they're making it racial, though?
Nigga, well...
There's a whole lot of Asians.
No, that's true, but that's why I said the entire Pacific Rim, my nigga. See, this K-pop shit just ain't in one country, my nigga.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? So, I'm just saying, see, worldwide numbers. And see, I'm just saying, all the Duppy supporters like to hit you with the Metacritic. The Duppy supporters like to hit you with the daily and weekly Spotify down to the penny number money generated report. Talking about old rappers ain't making money like this. Me and Kurt G's just spent 3.5 minutes of our lives and shit listening to Lil Baby and Gunna. The next nigga that your boy Duppy gonna ride on they clout just to make himself look good. Cause that's what he do though. And that's real talk. Even Easy Bake can't dispute that.
Damn, called out again.
You say this nigga clout chasing B? Not Drake, he the most popular nigga. Don't niggas chase him.
Hey, they voted Scorpion the most popular album of 2018. they voted the 2018 most popular album. And I don't know. I think I remember looking at a chart. It was like maybe I was like 1921, 22, something like that. Like Al Jolson was like top 3-4 on the chart. I remember that. Mammy.
You like the album cover I sent you today, huh?
Man, nigga, with them white gloves, nigga. What?
Somebody's selling that.
Yeah, man. Shit. Real talk. I'd have bought it. And play clips on the show.
Oh man.
So I'm just saying, yo, Jimin. I'm sure I'm totally fucking up the pronunciation and everything, but I'm just saying 8.5 million in 24 hours. These are just things to come. Will the Duppy supporters give credit? That's my question to you. That's all.
Men lie. Women lie, but numbers don't lie.
Kurgy, will the Duppy supporters give credit?
They're going to do like everybody else do, including us. They're going to only give credit to things that support them. And that's not going to support their argument.
Is K-pop considered rap or hip-hop? Because I don't know what that is. I see that shit, but I don't know what it is.
B, you keep forgetting... K-pop, nigga, and your man is evolved beyond your man.
To answer your question, K-pop ain't fucking hip-hop.
It ain't got nothing to do with hip-hop. Of course not.
Thank you.
It ain't got nothing to do with hip-hop, okay? But when you bring that argument up with your boy, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers is pouring, you know, give me that fucking Winchester, nigga, you old motherfucker. they turn into Billy John on us. Rhyme better. You know what I'm saying? His concepts is better. Plus, the R&B, he could sing, too.
That's questionable.
Okay, oh, I'm just saying. So,
next he's on that pedestal.
Yes, B.
That's a terrible thing, though, to be on that pedestal.
Especially
right now, boy. But he's untouchable, like he said earlier in the show. So right now, it's going to be hard for things to stick to him right now.
Okay.
That's right. He has to be vulnerable.
He's not vulnerable yet.
Okay. Well, I don't know. BTS, Jimin, we're going to see. Because I'm going to be watching the numbers on that K-pop.
They got you watching numbers now, nigga?
Boy, Metacritic, nigga.
Nah.
Media critic or whatever.
It's Meta Killer.
Shit. Oh, damn. I'm going to be watching the numbers, boy. Damn it, I hope they don't. Yeah, but maybe because they live in a different country, they probably won't put out the daily money stats that it generated. But I'd be curious to know. Let's keep it moving. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the new Technique 1200s have been announced.
Uh-oh.
Let's see, Technique, first of all, they fucked up to begin with. So you got these new hipsters and shit still buying turntables, and they buying all kinds of turntables and shit, overpaying for vinyl.
Wait. This ain't the same article that our boy E Color got trolled. That's not the same one, is it?
Well,
there was two of them, I think.
No, I got you.
Okay, okay. I wanted to make sure you didn't get trolled too.
No, let me hold you down. So Technique is putting a new 1200, apparently the SL 1200 MK7s, at a price of $1,200. Okay. So
1200s for 1200s.
1200 for 1200.
Each. Oh, fuck no.
Each. That's for good OEM turntables. I mean, I don't know, in today's dollars, that's not bad. Considering. Now, I don't know what article you got trolled on, but Technique's in 2016 put out the 1200 Gs at a cost of $4,000 per.
Ouch.
Now, they were a special edition turntable. Now, according to the articles that I was reading, that in announcing that discontinuing the original 1200s back in 2015, I believe, or 14, they destroyed all the die and tool making a gear that were making 1200s.
Idiots.
So they got rid of that. So they had to retool, and it cost them a lot of money. Okay. In 2017, they put out a very limited edition that were at the 1200 GRs at basically $1,700. And look, what can I say about that? So the new 1200s are out, but the reason why the prices are high is because it's hipsters and probably Duppy supporters.
Damn, B. Putting the Duppy supporters.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You keeping that Winchester John on full, fully loaded, B.
Anyway, let me get back to the reason why the sky high.
Reloading that John, son.
The reason why the sky high prices are because of mainly hipsters. Those of us,
when you say 1200 is not bad compared to the 4000 for the other joints, 1200 is not bad.
Right? No, it isn't, and it isn't. And of course, bedroom DJs aren't gonna go out and buy 1200s unless you got guap like that or whatever. You could still find a reasonable 1200s because, see, if you bought a 1200 in 89 or 79 or whenever, they're likely to still be running. Okay, I got black 1210s here. They lovely. Okay, plus a pair with my travel. You know what I mean? So I keep the 1200s. You know what I mean? I know it's good. So, and then shout out to Technique, yo. The problem is you should have never got rid of them to begin with. And you should have contacted Pioneer or Rain or Reloop or somebody. You know, if you wanted to get into that push button market or whatever, it would have went a long way with your name and credibility with some push buttons. Personally, I wouldn't have bought them, but I can't tell you how to run your business. So, that's what's up, man. So I did exactly what I didn't want to do on this show.
What was that?
This fucking just went crazy, yo, and I'm trying to relax and
this nigga on the couch now and shit.
Oh my goodness.
You sound like all them other niggas out here. Now you apologizing to me for what you what happened, son?
Not apologizing, but I just...
Man, this how we gonna start the 2019?
Yeah. You gonna start off kicking niggas in the head and then pick them up off the ground? Man, I'm sorry for that shit. You know what, B? My bad, man. You know what? I shouldn't have had my Tims on. I should have kicked you with my socks on.
Man,
my bad, B.
I'm trying to have a more clear, concise, conversational style. I don't know, all this killer going in on niggas and shit, you know what I mean?
It won't be as fun.
And niggas on the text chain and shit, you know, I'm sure I'll get roughed up this week.
Nah, you just doing you, B.
We're your enablers, okay? We want that old killer back.
Want the old killer back. We don't want him to go nowhere.
Exactly.
Anyway, let's do the world.
Winchester.
The Winchester Jones.
Motherfucker.
Frauds.
Frauds.
Damn, yo.
Hey, he was going in this week, B. What a way to make the show, huh, Easy Bake?
Oh, man.
It's Kerji's World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right, this week we got Solomon Childs and Tone Spliff, The Prophet and the King. That's Solomon Childs and Tone Spliff, The Prophet and the King. And we got Conway, Everybody is Food to Eat What You Kill. That's Conway, Everybody is Food to Eat What You Kill. Yes, these are leftovers from last year. And we got Eric Lau Examples. This is the instrumental joint. That's Eric Lau Examples Volume 2. Eric Lau Examples Volume 2. I'm just emptying my Winchester joint out. So I'm getting rid of all the joints I got left over from last year. So there'll be a few more.
Put a note on them that said,
did it to himself.
Oh, Lord. What's up, man? You got anything left over, Swerve?
Nah, yo, I'm chilling. I'm happy that 2019 is here.
Yes, sir. And then Dr. Green Thumb is back in the house.
Dr. Green Thumb is making home visits again.
All right, so that's what's up. Tapper John MD has his sign out. He's back in Venice. And everything's good, yo. So, like I said, yo, if you get a chance to, if you don't do nothing else, look them up and look at their numbers. BTS, Jimin.
Damn, B.
I'm out.
You ain't into no K-pop, is he, B?
Jimin.
Damn. I'm out. Peace.
Yes, I'm out. One.
Lights, cameras in action, turn glitter. Mommy was a quitter, so it's fitting that I follow her steps. Tearing cars, don't try to read me, I'm afraid of what's next. I go to sleep with a gun and a vest. I might kill me a man, I might mess up my life. If we calling it love, I'm asking why do we fight? If I'm turning my back, why you grabbing that knife? If you my man's and I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong, don't say I'm right. Right, said he's tired of living in fear, nigga. What you did in them streets don't make you real, nigga. Now he's seeking validation, running from a past, catching up, he can't escape it. His heart's vacant, so complacent with his thoughts, but he's painting on the canvas, sort of like Ramo with the art. He was doomed from the start, call it pride. Maybe his complexion in the mirror, the other side. There's a world when I'm alive, it's time to ride. You kill my brother, I strike back harder. Kill my niggas, I strike back smarter. The world we live in, revenge is human nature. Really, who I'm kidding? God forgive me, cause I wanna kill him. I'm so stuck, the system that played me is crazy. Mama putting liquor in my bottle since a little baby. Help me sleep, the world is shady, shady, shady. This fucking system went and played me, played me. Everything that glitters ain't gold. And on the other side of grass ain't always so green. And every single person ain't as real as they come. That's why we stay cautious when we under the sun. Everything that glitters ain't gold. And on the other side of grass ain't always so green. And every single person person ain't as real as they come. That's why we stay cautious when we under the sun. My troubled mind being in disguise when I'm flying in the formal garments. We guards in the sense that we driving up mortal sponsors. Acquisition of wisdom, I'm singing portals beyond us. No, I'm high, trying to decide between pride and my moral compass. Truth is deeper, Luke, in the gloom like humidifiers. You a spoof, I show proof to the youth, I'm a civilizer. Carbon traces infused with the clues they knew to identify us. Original man, here to Japan, but living in Nicaragua. And that's cool, but the righteous talk is redundant. With four children, eat food on the table, make an adjustment. Shorty think I'm cheating, frequently making assumptions. Wishing she was disregarding my priors like an expungement. Last of a dying, me and my brothers expanded as giants. Though we in need of financial advisors, the industry evil when they planted to make examples about us. Making the struggle look this good, yo, they see the hands of proprietors.
Everything that glitters ain't gold. And on the other side, the grass ain't always so green. And every single person ain't as real as they come. That's why we stay cautious when we under the sun. Everything that glitters ain't gold. And on the other side, the grass ain't always so green. And every single person ain't as real as they come. That's why we stay cautious when we under the sun.
Pete. Mind dressing from the life's lessons. Life resides in the mind, don't be blinded by the time reference. Infinity is really me, and really you too. That energy forever, G, but you know it's in there. I medicate cause I can't live clear the shit. Where I woke up in the maze, like how I get here. I'm dealing with it. I swear my last life's memories are really vivid. So now I'm feeling different, spiraling until I find it then. Shit, I'm high again. I spread these wings, I'ma glide to win. I understand humility, I understand that if I show you who I am, you can never get it twisted. Please, be far away, give me space. Excuse my brain, since Boosie got gazed, I've been insane. Drought can't hit, lame, and if the rain. My last bout was Auschwitz, dangerous, I'm saying. Rocks penetrate the glass house and split the frame. My glass house got ignorant paint and sit on twanks. Yo, if you ain't know that I was him, then you know it now. I'm picking figs off the limb, yo, here go around. We go around so we don't know where we going now. Fuck stand, yo, I'm going now, now. I learned to open my soul, bro, I can show you how. I was blinded, but I know it now.
Everything that glitters ain't gold. And on the other side, the grass ain't always so green. And every single person ain't as real as they come. That's why we stay cautious when we under the sun. Everything that glitters ain't gold. And on the other side, the grass ain't always so green. And every single person ain't as real as they come. That's why we stay cautious when we under the sun.
Just wanted you to be proud of me. You told me you was down for me. I just wanted you to be proud of me. Why these niggas always looking for me to throw them something? Why people keep thinking that I owe them something? Why niggas keep looking for a handout when they ain't do nothing to help this shit pan out? I was just like you, nigga, I was hurting. Only thing I did differently was put the work in.
I'm on my grind.
I don't know why you feeling so entitled. When I ain't had no money to eat, I couldn't find you.
Where was you?
Niggas ain't real when they always remind you. You mad cause you asked for a favor and I declined you.
That's wild.
That shit is weak, nigga. You ain't down my number in weeks, nigga. Everybody's food, I gotta eat,
I gotta eat, nigga.
When the last time you called to see if niggas was good, if niggas ate? That fake love shit I hate. That kind of shit I can't relate. All you do is take. I thought you wanted me to be great, huh? I thought you was proud of me. I just wanted you to be proud of me.
I ain't never had this shit.
You told me you was down for me.
I just wanted you to be proud of me.
I just wanted you to be proud of me. And deep down, I know you care for me.
I know you care.
But mentally, I needed you there for
you
me. You ain't got that much love for me, apparently. You talk down on me in front of my son and embarrass me.
Fucked up.
Yeah, I still remember what you said. Nigga, you over 30, all that rapping shit is dead.
Uh-huh.
You need to go and find you a job and get you some bread. Ain't you tired of being broke and sleeping at Dreads? That shit stung me, I let it get to my head.
Yeah.
Wanted to quit rapping, but I went harder instead.
Fast
forward a year, now I'm hot in the streets.
You
I got my deal, I came through with red bottles for your
I
feet.
Made first.
Sure you was good first, left racks on the table.
Back.
For all the times I wasn't able.
Uh-huh.
Ain't throwing it in your face or trying to play you. Cause truth be told, you probably did more for me. I could never repay you, but I thought you was proud of me.
Proud of me.
Yeah.
Proud of you did more for me.
I just wanted you to be proud of me.
I never forget.
forget that.
You told me you was down for me.
No matter how much money,
I just wanted you to be proud of me.
I just wanted y'all to be proud of me.
You know this shit for you, this shit for y'all, this shit for my family, for my kids, nigga. You know what I'm saying? For my niggas, for my brothers. You know what I mean? More life, more living, more success, nigga. You know what I mean?
Get a little grit under my fingernails. I ain't thinking about it, I'm just being about it. While they speaking, I'm silent, and my beacon is shining. I'm peaking my economics, but I'm just being honest. Call a spade, cause I'ma be a king of diamonds. I done been through some shit in this shit that done hardened my heart a little bit, but I ain't been to quit. I just invest in better neck protection. That mean I'm less impressed by best impressions. I ain't letting them fill in my head up with helium. I don't be getting giddy and acting like a simpleton. My enthusiasm for the music is mine. Through all the noise and confusion, I can tell the truth from a lie. I apologize for my villainy, but when I was a nice guy, y'all wasn't feeling me. Fuck boy, let your hand swing with that whack that. Running your gap and catch a gorilla back slap. I don't need no more phony friends and weak bitches. Just give me my genie and grant me my three wishes. I gotta see a way out of this monotony. So I jotted and plotted it all the way to where it's gotten me here. Peekaboo, jigaboo. You stand out in the crowd, but you feel it invisible. Peekaboo, jigaboo. Ain't nobody fucking with you, I thought you knew. Peekaboo, jigaboo. You wear your heart on your sleeve, so they wanna get rid of you. Peekaboo, jigaboo. Ain't nobody really fucking with you, you getting you. Dingo, black man, dingo. Cotton picking Sambo. Spook standing by the door with his hand on a handle. Without a key to the lock, so I guess I gotta knock. I'ma keep on knocking until I'm out of that bottom spot. They try to relegate a nigga to the meaning of the meaning. When they belittle and ridicule, ain't nobody intervening or looking for inner meaning. My competition is leaning when I'm standing in between them. Enemies generally tend to be standing within a friendly proximity. Under a hidden identity, draining my energy. Sharpen knives and teeth when I let them get near to me. I done been abandoned and taken advantage of. Trying to do the shit I love with savages acting ravenous. But I'ma get it till I had enough. My money is adding up, my bitches is bad as fuck. Peekaboo, jigaboo. You stand out in the crowd, but you feeling invisible. Peekaboo, jigaboo. Ain't nobody fucking with you, I thought you knew. Peekaboo, jigaboo. You wear your heart on your sleeve, so they wanna get rid of you. Peekaboo, jigaboo. Ain't nobody really fucking with you, you getting used.
Challenger, I beat the brakes, rotors, and calipers. Zip off your bitch ass, quick, fast, you can get that. Live action, I've been holding it down, no lacking or slacking.
Just that rawness guaranteed to be the pen, a pad, a mic, a big bag, and some green. That's all I need to get by. Don't need no tight pants or bright shoes to get fly. Since I done changed up, I came up while y'all was sleeping. I kept making enough noise for y'all to wake up. The days come short and the nights is long. Living my life through these raps, writing my songs. Wrote this alone in the dark, trying to right my wrong. I'ma shine even if the lights ain't on. Just getting started. Take y'all niggas out to the curb once a week with the rest of the garbage. You just a novice. Dumpster diving face down in the bottom of the barrel. Y'all could go kick rocks with no shoes or socks in the gravel. A-N-A-K-U-S. The way he laced the beast like one of the best. Yes, I bring it back like Sue Connor. A baby powder pimp slapping whole rappers who ain't worth me or nada. If you know not who I be, DJ High Yella, the underdog LP.
You see now everybody around the nation, I'm going to give you some inspiration and stimulation, cause I have to fulfill my obligation to set you on a little vacation, but you don't need a reservation, cause now I need your cooperation without a note, a hesitation, cause I got to keep my reputation. See, I go by the name of RC LaRock. I rock your body around the clock. I like a tick-a-tick-a-tock, tick-a-tick-tick-tock, a tick-a-tick-a-tock around the clock, and I'm coming at you with the future shot. I got more rhymes than Wall Street. I got stock, y'all. Yes, I do, y'all. You see, now when I rock, I make your ears explode. Now I'ma take your mind in the next episode. Now I was walking down the yellow brick road, and on the rock was a ugly toad. See, I looked at him and began to run. I ran into a lion. Then I turned around, cause I was on the go. I bumped into a scarecrow. Then I ran as fast as I can, and I was stopped by a tin man. Then I asked for which a way to go. They just stared at me, cause they didn't know that we started to shift. But started to shake, but didn't know which a road to take. And then the line had an itch and began to twitch. The toe turned in into a witch. She was a bigger bad than the ugliest can be. I ran fast and amazingly, then I leaped in the air to such a degree that I opened my head floor. A monkey, it was almost the break of dawn. Then the big bad witch, so wait, but one. Then I fell to the ground, landing on my knees, and the sky was filled with a flying monkeys. I was on the ground and we began to wrestle. It took me away to an unknown castle. See, the castle was dark, scary, but I was hoping upon the a good fairy as the witch just looked in my eyes as she tried to try to hypnotize. And then I compromise and I analyze, cause when I specialize then I realize that I memorize the way to go home. I knew I wasn't in the twilight zone. So along came my dog by the name of Toto. I grabbed the mic and we was on the go. Then I picked up a mic, I started to talk, I started to rock this big New York. Cause at the age of one I was on the run, and this is when my fun begun. Cause at the age of two I was able to do a ruler joint, a big bamboo. At the age of three, I can clearly see why I am no mystery. You just listen to me, and you will agree that I'm number one again to be. Cause at the age of four, I knew once more that I'm the baddest MC you ever saw. So when you open the door and you dance on the floor, you see with your eyes just saw. Then you grab a girl and patty do to the floor. She don't like that, a bend the door. Now at the age of five, I have a vibe, but I'm here right now to cut the job. Cause if you dip with the dip, but dip a dive, open up the door, I hope you survive. Cause when you hear me rhyme, you're gonna slap the five. I'm coming after to keep soul alive. At the age of six, I had my kicks, and now I'm here right now with a hat of tricks. I reach in my hat, I pull out a rabbit, and if you're quick, you might grab it. Then I reach in the hat, I pull out a wand, and now I'm gonna rock it to the record, record donut. Then I reach in the hat, I pull out a mic, and now I'm gonna do it just a bunch of life. Cause at the age of seven, I went to heaven, I couldn't be back until I meet 11. But at the age of eight, I came back to great, and now I have the power. A supreme eight, I have a round time beat that'll make you free. You all know that I'm unique. You see, I'm on the case.
keys just to change the beats, just to give you a taste of the bass in the face. You don't want to be, I know the space, and I will listen to me now as I rock this place. And I rock, y'all, and I don't stop, y'all, cause I can't quit, y'all. This is it, y'all, a little bit, y'all, I like a bitch, y'all. And then you bend and you twist and you bend. You didn't hear me bend, I say it again. And then you twist and you bend, then you twist. You don't want to catch, I try test. Then you rock and you roll and you rock the rock. And then you shock the block, and then you shock the block. And rock the house, I rock the house, I like a buy the mouse. I got a rhymes a lot, from all to wall. I won't hesitate or even stalk them. I rock it with the spring and summer and fall. See, I go by the name of R.C. La Rock. I rock, shock to the rhythm, I rock to the rhythm. And I rock it to the B.E., the B, 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 the E, the A, the T, but don't B-I-T-E, the other MCs, that's all you be. See ya, then I rock it, y'all. And I don't stop, y'all. I can't quit, y'all. I like a hot skin jump, a legged split. Now I can turn you into a lunatic, through rain, through shine, and even the blizzard. Everybody knows that I'm the mic wizard. I'm the M-I-C-S-T-R-O. I want you to know that I'm the maestro. I take you high, I take you low. Then I rock you faster, then I rock you slow. Cause I'm rocking your butt right from the get-go. And when you leave, just say tally-ho. Fly girls, fly guys. Fly girls, fly guys, fly guys, fly girls. Just, unless I rock it, y'all. And we don't stop, y'all. I can't quit, y'all. You see, cause I'm the king who sits on the throne. And the rhymes I say, yes, they are my own. So you let it be known, and I can know that I'm the master on the microphone. And I rock your body to the bone. Listen to me now as I set the tone. From my China to Japan and even Russia, everybody know that I'm the cold crusher. Cause I crush them soft, I crush them hard. I'm freaking one, they call the March Squad. I'm triple fun, I'm twice down the light. Listen to me now, I will excite. Then your mind, your manners, and you be polite. You hold on tight, put on your mic. Cause I'm the kid that I might gonna rock all night. I rock all day, I rock all night. I rock into the rhythm to broad daylight. Like when the sun pops up between the clouds. And then you turn the stereo and the mic up loud. Cause when I rock, I'm gonna please the crowd. I like a round and round to get down. I like a round and round and round. I like a round and round in the do-si-do. When the women get hot, they want to go. Then I head straight for my Quavo. Let's go, y'all. Let's go, y'all. Not like a L-E-T-S, a G-O. The red means stop and the green means go. When you cross the street, you got to look both ways. Now here's R.C. and see how I play like three blind mice. See how they run. I rock their body cause I am number one. And everybody knows I'm numero uno. I make a shout and scream bravo like a B-R-A-B-O. You're coming to rock with the rock disco. Like a D and a I and a S-C-O. I got G-U and a S-T-O. And the word spell out, it spells gusto. I like knocking three times on the pipe. I stay back, sucker, cause you're not my type. Cause the things you do, they done played out. I listen to me now, make you scream and shout. I make you scream and shout and yell. And everybody knows that I have clientele. Cause I have clientele from heaven to hell. And the in-between, I control the scene. I rock the rock, and I rock so mean. If you a dope fiend and you need a fix, you come to the manor with the master mix. I have a rhymes a lot and rhymes in store. A rhyme that you and I adore. I make your heart thump, I make your feet jump. I make your freak and do the bump. I put the bump inside the Patty Duke is in. And then I rock your butt until you get thick. If you're fat or skinny, look like a twig. I'm on the scene, the river give the gig. I don't sell little dope so your pocket get big. I'm guaranteed to make you flip your wig. Cause I'm on the scene, the river give the gig. See, you look at me and you don't have to stare. You know I'm rare, but you can't get big. I make you do the spank dance on out your chair. I make you a freak freak on out your nightmare. Like this, y'all. And I like a that, y'all. A two step, y'all. I take back, y'all. And just a fact, y'all. Now he's the A-L-S-L-I-C-K. Listen to me and what I got to say. See, he goes by the name of the man. I'll slick and slick. I'll see, be quick. We both jump over the candlestick. And then I jump so high, I touch the sky. I never came back to say goodbye. But now I'm here with the new premiere. So you're rocking in your pocket and out your ear. To make your own, I want to be your fan. But listen to me now, cause I am sincere. So let me your ear, my sweet, my dear. The rhymes I say, yes, are so severe. And then I rock it, y'all. And I don't stop, y'all. I can't quit, y'all. And I tell you the do's, the don'ts, and the did. And everybody knows that I'm the mic kid. I'm the K-I-W-D, the kid R.C. I'm here right now to set your soul free. And I rock it, y'all. And I don't stop, y'all. Now get, I get funky. Now get, I get funky. Got to get F-U-N-K-Y. Fly girls, I say don't be shy. Cause I am the man to electrify. Listen to me now as I testify. And this bargain you can't pass by. The words you hear, they they are no lie. Cause when I was a little B-O-Y, my mother told me I should never lie. Cause if I do, my nose will grow like the fairy tale story of Pinocchio. So like an eye for an eye, a two for a two, I'm mocking you and you know it's the truth. Because I'm mocking y'all and I don't stop y'all. I can't quit y'all, so keep on with the study step. And people keep on with the study step. Just do that by that rock. Just do that by that rock. But keep on with the study step. And people keep on with the study step. You put the pepper in your step, the pot in your stride. We do it slow, we start to glide. We slip a slip, slip the slip, slip stop. But keep on with the study step. And people keep on with the study step. And then you look through the window, you take a glimpse of two times to the fellas who think they pimps. My name should be on the Goodyear blimps. They know my name all over the globe. And with my sound, I'll pierce your ear. No, he's the R-I-Z-Z-O. He goes by the name of a Joe Rizzo. He's the type of guy who likes to be fly. He has other girls a wig in their eye. Now we were fooling out. I turn it out and you don't, and I don't.